as you are aware, the facilities for people with disabilities are not readily available, and that makes it doubly difficult for someone with a disability to survive. So, for instance, we're having a lot of persons with disabilities going into VMD and so on, with the challenges of the municipal police chasing after them and also taking their ways and making them to pay a couple of money, for instance. The health of the people is also a bit of a problem because they are also having a situation where they can't afford health care, but they are also exposed like any other person.
The challenges that you are speaking of course, have been a problem for a very long time. What is being done to alleviate some of these challenges? Is the government engaging people living with disabilities adequately?
Well, basically, the problem that the government has is that of fiscal space to be able to assist. And that problem is partly because of their own making in terms of misprioritization, and also partly because the economy is not functioning well, which could also lay the screen on the door of the government in terms of claims.
Looking at some of these challenges that you spoke about on a day-to-day basis, would you say your organizations like yourself are having enough help?
Well, the organizations working with persons with disabilities are varied, and they work in various areas. But I can say that there is room for more assistance and help, both from outside and also from within. As you are aware, that most of that these organizations do are reliant on donor funding. There's very little private sector intervention and very little government intervention.
Looking at the issue of social welfare in Zimbabwe, how is that working? Are people living with disabilities still being given stipends to help them on their day-to-day lives?
No. The money that they're being given whenever funds were available, I think were $20 a month. But I am aware that for more than a year now, they've not been able to receive those funds. I think those funds ceased during the time that the inclusive government was available. The social welfare is atrocious. As I was, that the legislation protecting persons with disabilities in this country is a bit of a problem. There's not been any political will to reform, for instance, the Disability Act of 1992, which has been seriously overtaken even. So you have a situation where a lot of persons with disabilities cannot be able to make a living for themselves, but the state is not able to help. As I said, they only cite economic challenges, but when you look at it, there are things that measures that the government can take which don't necessarily require money.
And Mr. Kuchera, what are those measures that you're speaking of?
Well, when you look at it, first of all, government could, with the private sector, get to an arrangement where persons with disabilities can be employed. You have in other jurisdictions or in other states a system where, at least basing on the number of people that are employed, a certain percentage could be persons with disability. Now, that would immediately allow governments to access taxes from persons with disabilities as opposed to be giving them money. The second thing that government can do is to also ensure that they reform the legislation that is relating to persons with disabilities. I mentioned the Disability Act of 1992. They have ratified the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, the United Nations Convention, but they haven't put in subordinate legislation to be able to have that law operational. What persons with disabilities increasingly need is the ability and facilitation for them to be able to work and for them to be able to also generate income and contribute to the fiscus. We don't only want to be taking from the fiscus, we also want to be contributing to the fiscus.